Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, an employment contract that sounds too good to be true is probably from another planet. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I've done shows on cruise ships before, not considered by some as the most prestigious gigs, but so much fun. What do I care? Find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and AdamGrow.com. Whatever floats your boat. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show, which you can also see live on stage. Buy two, get a third for free. Stay tuned for details. The Sea Org was established in 1967 by L. Ron Hubbard and originally operated at sea aboard three ships. The Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. No, it was the Diana, the Athena, and the Apollo. Scientology sold the ships and moved to land bases in 1975, but maritime customs and traditions apparently still persist. Members wear naval-style uniforms, address each other as sir, sing a lot of songs with yo-ho-ho in them. They did purchase a new ship, the Free Winds, in 1987, which is essentially a cruise ship docked in the Caribbean, where the highest levels of Scientology are taught. Scientology is a system based on the belief that the self is trapped in matter, energy, space, and time, and that the self must be restored to a state of total freedom through long courses of study, which rid it of distressing experiences from previous lives. These previous lives and experiences, according to Scientology, date back tens of millions of years ago to the Galactic Confederacy, which was controlled by a tyrant who sent people from other planets to Earth because of overcrowding. Their souls attached themselves in clusters to human bodies, so each person on Earth as we know them became a collection of entities instead of a single personality. So the Sea Org was formed to help rid people of these extra entities by helping them realize the creation myth. Why they had to do this at sea is unclear to me. Although, as Professor Kent in the Department of Sociology at the University of Alberta argued in 2001, part of the reason might be that the Church of Scientology encountered resistance against their practices from the American Food and Drug Administration and the IRS, as well as governments in Australia and the UK, and sailing on the high seas meant they could escape their attention. Plus, they can run casinos in international waters. Members of the fraternal religious order, the Sea Org, sign an employment contract with L. Ron Hubbard's Church of Scientology for how long? Is it 1 billion years? Or 142,857,000 dog years? Which, if you do the math, is close to 1 billion. For as long as Tom Cruise says. Or until they are over the age of 27, have played for a minimum of 7 years, and can declare themselves an unrestricted free agent. Members are expected to return to the Sea Org when they are reborn, their motto being, "We come back." Each 1 billion year member is given room, board, and an allowance of about $75 per week. I know. Where do I sign? Play the interactive Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at AdamGrowQuizShow.com. You can check there for dates for the live version of my show, get some stand-up comedy at that show, and a chance to win cash out of my pocket as a contestant live on stage. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. Enter the discount code AGQS3 when you buy two tickets, and you'll get a third for free. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.